Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Legal analyst Royal Oaks is joining us live this morning to talk about hearsay or secondhand evidence, which was a big part of yesterday's impeachment hearing in Washington. Royal, in a regular courtroom, this wouldn't be allowed, right? I mean, is there a different standard in Congress?
Yeah, there absolutely is a different standard in federal court or state court. You have the rule that you may not have hearsay come in, meaning somebody can't say, well, I heard Bill say that he went down to the store yesterday. You know, you've got to actually get the person who was involved. You can't have somebody repeating what he said. But there are exceptions to that. And so often hearsay evidence comes in court and the judge sorts it out. In Congress, you don't have hearsay rules. You just let it all come in, and if it sounds unreliable, then the senators and the congressmen are supposed to ignore it. So the Republicans' argument is that, no, we're not in court, but this is pretty plainly unreliable stuff because you have so many witnesses saying, well, I didn't hear the president say X, Y, and Z, but I heard somebody else tell me a description of that. The Democrats' answer is, well, we don't really need the whistleblower now. Yeah, he was sort of second or third hand, but we now have the transcript, or we have other evidence and witnesses who were even closer to the call. The bottom line is the transcript has enough evidence for the Democrats to say, look, Donald Trump had a political motive to hold up money to the Ukraine, and that's an abuse of public trust, and that's sufficient for impeachment. And the Republicans respond, give me a break. He asked for a favor. Please do some investigations. He didn't get it. They got their money. In what way is that impeachable? This is just a coup. This is just a redo of the 2016 election that you guys just can't get over. Those are the two competing sides the public has to judge.
It almost seems like a lot of this is unnecessary if we just have a full transcript of that call, right? If we're talking about what was said on the call or how it was said on the call, if we had the call, do we even need any of this? Is all of this just noise?
You're absolutely right. To the extent a recording exists, there's going to be a lot of pressure to release it. Theoretically, there could be some national security concerns, some redactions. A judge can always decide what's reasonable there. It kind of makes you think of the Nixon argument back in the 70s about his Watergate tapes. He tried to avoid releasing them, tried to redact them, tried to have a Democrat senator listen to them and report whether the gist of them is being conveyed to the public. But that failed. The court ultimately unanimously said that the tapes have to be revealed in their entirety. So you're right. The evidence is there. The American public is going to want to see the full evidence. And bit by bit, through these weeks of testimony, I think the Democrats' plan is to try to fill in the mosaic with lots of pieces of tile until, from their perspective, what somebody sees when they look at the finished product is this president should go.
Royal, do you think the Democrats started out with their best witness, or are they leading up to their best witness?
You have to start with your best witness because you have to make a splash and grab people by the lapels. I think they feel that these two witnesses yesterday who weren't there in the room, they didn't have firsthand knowledge, but they did have assertions that there's strong evidence that the president was putting his political interests ahead of the nation's interest. And so I think that's why they started with these two. I think their hope is that the additional witnesses will bolster that, will lead them down some avenues that will result in guns that are even smokier than what they have now. Because if they don't, it's hard to believe that this really moved the needle. I mean, the stock market goes up 80 or 90 points. That doesn't suggest that the financial community is panicking about the inherent uncertainty of a president soon to be removed. We don't know what the next few weeks might reveal in terms of evidence that might move the folks in the great middle toward impeaching Donald Trump.
Yeah, Wall Street more worried about Disney Plus than they are about impeachment, it seems. You know, a public opinion looks like we're just trying to convince people in this phase, at least, who already have their minds made up either way. Is that what you got from the arguments, the questions being asked, and what was said yesterday, that the people doing the asking or something like that, they're acting as if everyone kind of has their mind made up of where this is going to go?
Well, I think that's true in the sense that it just seems so apparent to everybody in the nation that, you know, how could you be undecided about Donald Trump at this point? It's, you know, between Trump fatigue syndrome and Trump derangement syndrome, everybody's on board with an opinion. So I think the Democrats' approach is either we're going to develop legal grounds for impeachment that would persuade even the Trumpiest of Trumpsters, or if we aren't, at least we're going to put on a good, solid, credible case resulting in his impeachment by the Democrats in the House. Yes, the Republicans will save him in the Senate by not kicking him out. But 1 year from now, when folks go to the polls, the Democrats want people to be hearing a highlights reel in their head of all of the terrible things that Donald Trump did in connection with Ukraine, added to the suspicions about collusion, resulting in a vote against Donald Trump. It's got to be the political / legal strategy of the Democrats.
All right. Thank you for the update. That is our legal analyst, Royal Oaks, joining us live.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.